Now it's time for part two of In the Moment.
Can we have a serious conversation?
We've been trying to do that.
Some of y'all don't believe, for whatever reason, that it's weird to have sex in front of your dog.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here to tell you.
Come on.
I would like to not do that. Is it just me?
No.
I don't ever want to have sex in front of your dog. I don't. I know y'all love your dog. I get it. Maybe it's because I'm not a dog owner. I love everything about dogs. Let me be clear. But I don't even like changing my clothes in front of the dog. I feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's not weird.
It is absolutely weird. I've always felt this way, that people who have animals that I don't want to be involved in. I was involved with a woman who had a dog, and I appreciated that her dog was nowhere to be found. You know, like when it came to now, I never knew where her dog was. Her dog was in a whole different room. And I appreciated that because I feel like if her dog was involved or somewhere there, just that would just bother me.
It bothers me.
I get, no, you may not be a human, but still, as a dog, first of all, you know what's going on. And you're
That's the thing.
Like,
No.
Like,
no, let me stop you. Okay. Because don't say anything to me about we might be human. Because I've heard that before. We're human. The dog doesn't know. They literally call it doggy style.
Oh, you're right.
Have you thought about this?
Oh, no, you're right.
We got that from dogs. So you mean to tell me when you, I mean, you think the dog don't know? You think the dog don't know?
Oh, that's my move, bar
that's
for bar?
That's his move, bar for bar. The dog be in there like, Drake? Yo, that's me. You saw me. That's the same pump.
All right.
That's the, you know what I mean?
All right, yeah, yep.
That's,
yep.
Come on. Why we act like the dog don't know? The dog's sitting there watching a porn. The dog is on OnlyFans.
Right.
For free.
Right.
You understand?
I couldn't do it.
No, it's weird. I remember the one time I had to do that. She told me the dog ain't paying no attention. Katie, the dog was standing right there.
She said that?
Yes. Dog was drooling at the mouth. Yes, and can I tell you? Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
You not dead ass. You can't tell nobody this.
No, I'm here.
I'm serious, Katie.
I'm here with you.
I was handling my business. Dog licked me. Oh, you can't laugh.
You can't laugh at me. I'm not laughing.
I'm looking at you.
I cover my mouth.
No, you can't cover your mouth. I see. The dog licked me while I was like, was doing my move. No, it for real.
I licked your foot or something?
No. Higher.
No, Mo.
Katie.
No way.
I'm trying to tell you something.
There is no way.
And the dog.
Higher?
Yes. John Legend style. Keep taking me higher and higher. Yes.
Did you not like uppercut that dog?
I didn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
What am I supposed to do? This her dog. What do you want me to do? She told me the dog has no idea. Don't worry about it. I said, can we stop me and put the dog in another room? No.
Yeah.
No. So what I'm going to say? All right. So I looked over. I saw the dog looking. Tongue out. Michael Jordan style. So I saw him. I start going to work. I felt judged. No, the dog was looking at me like, that's it?
That's all you got, buddy?
Hey, yo, fam. I know you ain't bring me out the kettle. For this?
For this?
Then I looked. Dog wasn't there anymore. So I thought, oh. He went back.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing me. I felt something wet.
No.
It wasn't raining.
No.
It wasn't raining, Katie. That's all I'm saying to you. It wasn't raining. I felt something. I said, whoo. No, you can't laugh. I'm trying to tell you something.
I'm not laughing.
You can't laugh.
I'm not laughing.
You have a... Once I realized both of her hands was nowhere. Wait.
Who the fuck?
Yo, who just licked me? Who just licked me? So I turn around. I thought, I wasn't going to see anybody. And I was tripping. Nah, it's standing right there. Like, and what with it?
Wait. Earth?
Yes. Is that okay?
No.
I need to talk to somebody. This is what I'm telling you.
That's not okay.
I forget it.
I'm done.
Don't worry about it.
And now, it's time for In The Moment shout-outs.
You might feel a little hopeless and broken, but don't you quit. Because I swear to God, you're probably even closer than you think.
Yes! Finally! Cardi B has just dropped this single from her highly anticipated sophomore album.
She did too.
Well, is one a single, though? Because it's more of a freestyle. So I don't think that's going to be on the album.
Oh, you don't? I thought it was.
It's a freestyle. It might be, but typically those, because it's not... A fully original B.
Okay, I get that.
That one is fire too, though.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like them both. Mm-hmm. I think they are both incredible. I just want to take this time to shout out Cardi B. Mm. Officially. I done came in here and told y'all as many times as I care to tell y'all, Cardi is my favorite.
She is amazing.
Oh, enough is enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all going to hear that all summer from me. That's the energy I'm on. I love me some Cardi. This song is fire. It's my favorite Cardi. I don't care for the Cardi that talk about the things that she feels like she has to talk about in order to appeal to most people. Mm-hmm. I get it. That ain't my favorite Cardi. My favorite Cardi is when she tell y'all that y'all broke. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not me. Get out the way. I've had enough. And can't any of y'all rap like me either. That's my favorite Cardi. This track is fire. What do you think, Katie?
I love this freaking track. I've been waiting on it, and I appreciate it how she disappeared off of social media. Like, Cardi had been gone since, like, the end of January on social media.
Yes.
And that's unusual for her because she always is the type that responds to things. So I'm like, if Cardi is disappearing, something is in the works. And I like that when she came back on the map, it came with something like fire.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
She's not playing with y'all. And I do believe, I don't know this to be fact, but in listening to the behind the scenes, I do believe that they have been strategic. That's mm-hmm. the word I'll use.
Oh, yo, absolutely.
With releasing Cardi's second album, because the first one was magic. It did so well. No one expected it. Everybody thought Bodak Yellow was going to be a one-hit wonder, here and gone. But then she dropped her album, and it was phenomenal.
I think a lot of people have been expecting her to be the Lauryn Hill of rap.
Mm.
You know?
Why you say that?
So Lauryn Hill, her solo album, even though she had been doing things before with the Fugees and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know who she was. She was in the media. She was doing movies, sister act, and all this other stuff. But when it came to her own personal album, she did one of the greatest albums, I feel like, of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing else came after that.
Lauryn Hill.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel that when Cardi B officially came out,
mm-hmm.
it started with Bodak Yellow, and then she did her greatest solo, her first solo album of all time. And then after that, it was like Cardi B is just being featured on mm-hmm. other things. It's like, how do you follow that up? And so I feel like for the amount of time when she came out with that album that felt like it was so great, no skips on the album, none of that, that people started to question, will she be like Lauryn Hill and only do one great album that you get out of this person? And then from there on, it's either features or they disappear off the map and let it go or mm-hmm. not. But for her in the rap industry, I feel like people were thinking, is that the path she's going to go?
I feel like she should have. I'm not going to lie. I'm happy she didn't because I want more Cardi. Mm-hmm. I want more music. But I do feel like there's something to that. You just drop something that's incredible like that, just a masterful piece of work, and just walk away.
And it's
and
rare.
Make everybody wonder.
And that's what I appreciate is that that album that I feel like Cardi dropped was so rare because, yes, we have other female artists who have done great things, but they haven't, what I personally feel like, they haven't done it in one album. And Cardi touched on everything in one album. She touched on what you want to get at the club, what you're really feeling with your relationships, what you're doing all this in one album for that to be her first album. She touched on everything that a lot of people are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how can you top this?
And that's the thing, right? Because I equate it to Tom Brady's run where, if you're not familiar with sports, Tom Brady was the quarterback for the New England Patriots for a long time. They won a lot of Super Bowls. And then there was this conversation of was it him or was it the coach, the head coach, Bill Belichick, and then Tom went to the Bucs and then won one. And in my mind, once he went to the Bucs and won one, there's nothing else to do. I would have rode off into the sunset. You would have not seen another season out of me, and y'all would have just had to wonder what the rest would have looked like. That's what I wanted from Cardi until I heard this single. Mm-hmm. Because if you got more of this, oh, no, we need it. We need it. We need all of it. So bring that, Cardi. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
When she said, I see my ops linking up, I'm like, what in the fuck? If you scared, then just say that, ho. Enough is enough.
Ah! But did you see it?
What?
All right. So, former producer of The Bird Show, Blake, right?
Former producer of The Bird Show, was an intern, became producer of The Bird Show, then joined the Magical Three right mm-hmm. here on In the Moment for what? He was there from day one.
Blake was with us from jump.
Day one, and then went on to do his own thing.
And now he's a news anchor in Nashville.
And also, apparently, T.I.'s favorite person of all time because he's read.
Because if you follow Blake Eason on TikTok, then you know that right now he lip syncs over your favorite rap songs. And no one expects that coming from Blake.
We do. But yeah.
Yeah, we do because we know him.
We know his Jordans under that table when he got the suit on.
He's wearing the Concord.
We know what time it is.
But people don't expect that from a white guy, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
They don't expect that. Well, his last video, he did Cardi B's Enough, right?
Already?
And she posted it on her story.
No way. I didn't see this.
Last night, she posted it.
Say word.
On her story.
I didn't see this.
She reposted Blake Eason on her story as he's rapping her new song.
That's fire. He found a lane.
This man did.
He found a lane. That's his. That belongs to him. And he's riding that wave like he's supposed to. Shout out to Cardi B. Shout out to Blake Eason. And to the rest of y'all, especially the ops that's linking up.
Come on now.
Enough is enough.
Hey, y'all. It's Katie here from The Bird Show. Pride unites us all, and so does Atlanta United. That's why I'm giving you the chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite in celebration of Pride Month. That's right. Join me and The Bird Show crew on Sunday, June 2nd, as Atlanta United takes on the fierce rival, Charlotte FC, with kickoff at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We need to beat Charlotte, so we will be loud and proud. Believe that. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Atlanta United is giving away a one-of-a-kind Pride-inspired towel, plus a $5 donation to Lost and Found Youth, an Atlanta-based nonprofit that provides services to the LGBTQ+ youth, which is included with your Pride Night ticket pack. Remember, to enter for your chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite, head over to thebirdshow.com. To guarantee your tickets and Pride towel, go to atlutd.com and click the promotional packs tab for more details. Can't wait to see you all there June 2nd at 4:30 p.m. Together, we are Atlanta. Atlanta United. See you there.
Who's next?
All right, so March 29th, there's an album dropping.
You mean two?
No, I meant there's an album dropping.
Okay, all right.
I know what I said, Katie.
All right.
Okay, you know whose album that is, Katie?
Mo Mitch.
Nope. I was talking about Beyonce.
All right.
I'm humble.
All right.
Now, even though that's the more highly anticipated album,
mm-hmm.
there's also another one dropping
mm-hmm.
from another Virgo
mm-hmm.
who gets busy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all may not know that Virgo as well as you know the first Virgo, but I promise you, don't let popularity equate to talent
because
it doesn't always work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we get to the other Virgo that's dropping, let's talk about the light one, the smaller of the two, if you will, the great Beyonce.
You funny.
No, I'm not. That wasn't the joke. Stop playing with me, Katie.
All right.
So Beyonce is dropping on the 29th.
Yes. Act two. Her three-part series.
What was Act One?
Act One was Renaissance, and it was released well over a year ago. And that album was a different album that you've ever heard from Beyonce because it's supposed to be Renaissance. It's giving you Donna Summer. It's giving you all those music icons of the 70s, and it's a vibe. Like, it's just a whole different genre.
Okay.
That she called Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
And Act Two now is leaning more towards country music.
As a Beyonce connoisseur, Can I ask you some yes or no questions that you probably really don't know the answer to, but it will amuse me anyway because of how big of a Beyonce fan you are?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you as excited about Act 2 as you were about Act 1?
Yes.
Which act do you think will be the best?
3.
What do you think Act 3 will consist of?
Either rock or R&B.
You don't think she goes back to the Beyonce? Like, she doesn't give us Sasha Fierce at any act?
No.
Do you think the Act 2 will be more or as buttery as Act 2 popcorn?
Ooh, more buttery.
Then you ever had the movie theater butter?
Yeah.
It's pretty buttery.
If she gives me Jolene?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you got the 2 releases, or 3, is it 2 or 3 now from Act 2?
It's 2.
What did your expectations do? Were they met? Were you overwhelmed, or were you underwhelmed? Or let's just throw a new one out there. Were you just whelmed?
I feel like I was just whelmed.
Okay.
Because I saw when she released those 2 singles where she's going with this new act, and I want more, because when she started this, I feel like she set up the groundwork when she did Lemonade. Because if someone is a true Beyonce fan, they know that when Lemonade, that was the first album where majority of the songs had a different genre to them. She did rock. She did country. She did R&B. Like, she did different genres.
It was a preview.
In that album, and it was a sample of what's to come. So one of my songs, my favorite songs from that, was Daddy's Lessons. And I felt like that she's going to her Texas roots. So for her to do this with Act 2, Cowboy Carter, she gave us a sample with 2 country-influenced songs with the beat of something else that gives you Lil Nas X vibes, that I'm hopeful for what's to come, but I'm not over-expecting it.
Okay.
I'm just, like, neutral with it.
You will.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that she asked Jay-Z about her creative process, or he stays out of it?
I think Jay-Z stays out of it.
Do you think Jay-Z likes all of Beyonce's music?
No.
Do you think that he likes any of Beyonce's music?
Yes.
Do you think that he likes the majority of them, or he does not like the majority of them?
Majority of them.
Do you think that he tells her the truth when he thinks one of her songs is ass?
Yes.
Do you think the other way around? Does Beyonce tell Jay-Z the truth? Do you think they go through something as a couple and then one of them runs into the studio and makes a song about the other one and pretends as if the other one doesn't know what they're making a song about?
Yep. Until it comes out.
Okay, I enjoyed that. Now let's get back to the series. Do you believe, because this is my concern with Beyonce, why are you making a country album? I told you my take. If they don't want you, and by you I mean us, if they don't want to play Beyonce on country stations, if they don't want to accept her in the country genre, if they don't want to give her awards, why do we care? Why does Beyonce need to take her talent, her accomplishments, and dance, for lack of a better way of putting it, in front of these people who won't accept her when she's already done more than what 99.9 of these people who won't accept her will ever do in a lifetime? Why does she even have to fall on this sword?
Because it's not about Beyonce. It's bigger than Beyonce. It's about making the path for those who look like her, who actually genuinely want to be in that genre that she's fighting to push her way through. And that's what I appreciate about her, is because ever since her song Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages has come out, it shined a light on Black country music artists that we never even really knew about, who that's generally the type of music they make. That's their lane. We would have never known about them had Beyonce not done what she done. And now it's like, I don't care what you think about me or the music I make, because we already know it. Beyonce's established. But to make it easier for those who genuinely are in this lane, I'm going to do what's best to pave that way for them. She's Harriet. So how do we get to the North Star?
I respect that, actually. Okay. Now, when Jay-Z went up there and spoke to his wife, as he should have, I'm not taking anything from him. Do you think he also should have spoke to artists that are not in the position of his wife, or not as fortunate, or not as known, the way that she, through her music, is now doing for the those that you are speaking of?
Yes. Because I'm like, if you're going to go do it, we already know the Beyoncés.
Mm-hmm.
We already know those who are established.
Mm-hmm.
So shine light on those who you may respect that you don't, you know, that people may not know about. I feel like Beyoncé does a better job of that than he does. Not to take away from what he does, because I feel like he does help, but I feel like she does a better version of shining light on those that are hidden in the shadows.
Got it. All right. So you're looking forward to this album.
Mm-hmm.
You think it'll be one of your favorites?
I think it'll be in top five.
No way.
I think it will.
How many albums she got in total, you know, offhand?
Because
top five might not be that difficult.
She has her first one, B-Day, I Am, her self-entitled. The Carters, does the Carters count with her and Jay-Z?
Yeah, that counts.
Okay, the Carters. And then Renaissance, that's what, six?
I Am Sasha Fierce.
Yeah. Oh, that's before her self-titled.
So in my mind, right, like you got B-Day, you got I Am Sasha Fierce, you got Dangerously in Love, you got
Four. So it's seven or eight?
Yeah. Okay, it might be top five. That's possible. You got Beyonce, her self-titled album. It might be. I don't know. I'm not going to hate on it. I just, once she came out and said she's doing it for her because of the challenge of it all, I'm going to trust her Virgo energy and not even step
That's
away
what I appreciated. She said, this is not a country album. This is just a Beyonce album.
On period. All right. Well, that day, there's another album dropping.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's called Mementos.
Mm.
And I just want to, you know, say this little quick plug, because each week, for the last 3 weeks, I've come in here and I've given a story about Mementos, that it's not just necessarily about my album releasing, but it's also about something that can help you. And I have a quick story this week, and then I'm going to do something special for the In The Moment listeners. The story is simple. There was a point of time in my life when I wasn't exactly sure what was next to me, but I knew it had something to do with a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because at the time, I went and spoke to someone who was reading my future, and they told me, you're going to be very successful, and it's going to have to do with a microphone, but it's not going to be music. And I remember this conversation. And I remember going back to one of my friends at the time. This is not one of those Katie at the times. This is not, this is like,
what you trying to say?
I'm just joking. It's like, but this is a long time ago, genuinely. This is probably almost 20 years ago now. Maybe not that long, but long ago. And he said to me, I want to buy you a laptop. It's my dude at the time. I'm in college. He was out of college. He had graduated and got a really good job. And he could afford to do things like that. At that time, I couldn't. I was trying to figure out where my next meal was going to come from. So I couldn't wrap my brain around him buying me a laptop. I told him, absolutely not. You cannot do that. Don't ever do that. I won't allow you to do that. Then he said, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for me. I said, what you mean? And he said, you got the kind of talent and ability that you can genuinely make an impact in this world. You just don't see it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily have that talent and that ability, but I certainly have what it takes to recognize it and to know when it's my turn to help you do it, or where? Anyone who else is in that position to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was way too young at that time to understand exactly what he meant by that. I understand it today, but at that point, I'm just like, why would you do that?
Ooh.
And he said, it's an investment because of what I see. And I know, regardless of what happens between you and I, in the future, there'll come a day when you'll do something or multiple things that will ring across the world. And when you do that, wherever I am, I'll get to sit back and go, I saw it first. I remember. I was there. I contributed. I helped. And not in a way of I get to tell my friends, I knew that guy. Because that's what most people do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not in that way. It's for me. It's for me. It's a small thing. Because he's like, I know what I'm about to do. I'm about to go over here and do major things, but the world won't ever know what I've done because that ain't my purpose. That's not my goal. That's not my plan. But for you, it's a little different. But he said, I'm not doing this for nothing. I'm doing this under one condition. Yeah, I said, all right, what is it? And he said, you got to get lost in your music at some point. Get lost in it. I'm like, what do you mean by that? He says, I don't know how to explain it. I'll know it when I hear it. When you make art, when you create, it's incredible. But you don't get lost in it. You're still thinking about it. You're overthinking it, doing this, doing that. I can tell. But there's going to come a point in time when you get lost in your art. And that's when you're going to be ready to take on the world. Mm-hmm. And I never forgot that. Mm-hmm. And I hate that him and I don't speak today. Nothing ever even happened with us, honestly. It was just time and space. And he was always the kind of guy that when he wanted time to himself, he just disappeared. That's just what he did. He went on his own way. And that was what it was. But I never forgot that. And for years, I tried to get lost in my music. And I couldn't fake it. I couldn't force it. I just couldn't do it. But for whatever reason, not even in the first album did I do it. That's not true. I did it on Different Kind of Love. I got lost in that song. And then look what happened. But on this album, I got lost in the majority of them. I finally understood what he meant. And it's not something that you can manufacture. It's not something that you can create. It happens organically. It's just a feeling of letting go of everything, right? You don't have any fear of judgment. You don't have any fear of falling short. You're not thinking about numbers. You're not thinking about sales. You're not thinking about what people are going to think. Just get lost in the art of what you're creating. Mm-hmm. And he said, then and only then will you have paid me back. And I got to find this man because he got me that laptop.
Ooh.
And I was paying him back because that's just who I am. Mm-hmm. But I didn't give him the full payment because before then we never finished our business. Mm. But there are quite a few songs on this album that I feel like I truly got lost in making. And they became what they became. And I would love to debut one of them right here and right now.
Exclusively?
This is an exclusive.
Oh!
So the album does not release until next Friday, on Good Friday, March 29th. So when you're hearing this, it's coming out this week. Mm-hmm. But as we're recording this, there's still some time. Mm-hmm. But this is the only place you will hear this.
Oh.
So, for you being here and being a supporter of In The Moment, I want to be a supporter of you and I want to thank you. So I would love to give you not even a sample. I'm going to just play it, Katie.
Oh, the whole thing?
I'm going to just let that thing
be playing
rock.
The whole song?
I'm going to just let it go.
Ooh, ooh.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So right here, right now, here is one of the songs from my sophomore album entitled Momentos, which is being released Friday, March 29th on Good Friday with Beyonce's album because her ass don't know how to stay out my way and just let me be me.
All right.
But this is the only place you'll hear it. Mm. This is called Rocky Mountains. It's myself featuring my guy, Case Money. Enjoy.
How the fuck am I supposed to deal? We lost touch, you don't know how you feel. Everything is fake till you tell me something real. Make it up, cause all the shit you conceal. Face it, everything a problem. Your job is to bring them and mine is become to solve them. It's a cold world, You don't make it breezy. And all I wanted was for you to make it easy. Or take it easy. Either one is fine. You keep finding faults. Either one is mine. You asking how far I think we can go. I'm asking you how the hell am I supposed to know. We shit hit the fan, you ready to hit the dough. If you staying where we land, and how are we supposed to grow. I don't need you to make it tough. This heartbreak is hard enough. Fuck.
All I ever really wanted was for you to give me a reason. You broke me in 1,000 pieces. We put your soul to a never seen stress. Guess I'd rather be alone here. Tired of excuses and reasons. Look for the good but still ain't found the meaning. You left me picking up 1,000 pieces. I need someone by my side that's gonna ride until that sun goes down, until the day that I die. I said I need someone by my side that's so real, but it's like they don't exist here. These bitches make a mountain, not a hill. Yeah.
Case after case, yet I beat it. I bring it all to your feet, yet I'm defeated. Walk around conceited, don't worry about how I'm treated. Cause all that fit in your mind is that I cheated. See that shit in your sleep, now it's a dream. Play it over and over till she a fiend. One thing I've learned, you'll never come in between. A woman who put shit in her head she's never seen. It's deadly, ain't no going back. Cause whatever going on, she constantly going back. It's a fact, nobody could help. Can't tell you what she feel when she don't know what she felt. I'm out of rhythm with anything that she play. Cause I don't feel the love in anything that she say. And you ain't gotta make it tough. This heartbreak is hard enough. Fuck.
All I ever really wanted was for you to give me a reason. You broke me in 1,000 pieces. We put your soul to a never seen stress. Guess I'd rather be alone here. Tired of excuses and reasons. Look for the good but still ain't found the meaning. You left me picking up 1,000 pieces.
Hate it or love it, we gotta leave. I've been drowning in pain, I gotta breathe. Get you all that you need, it's always greed. How much of your ego I gotta feed? Hate it or love it, we gotta leave. I've been drowning in pain, I gotta breathe. Give you all you need, it's never enough, it's greed. How much of your ego I gotta feed?
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.